This day 1503 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. And during your day, Simon Reit Tzadik Sifei to Reit Tzadik Beis. Sifei and Sifei Beis. Hey, because I've been Ramah, I'm going to talk in the Sefer Torah Tzimun Gino Seah, Im Iyab Shal Atak to me, Acher, Bayotzich, Lugonza, Balav Hachim. You're allowed to fix the Sefer Torah itself. Obviously, we said that we're not supposed to make a mezuzah out of a Sefer Torah, but you're allowed to fix the Sefer Torah with its pages. If it's not possible to fix it any other way, that's Lugonza, Balav Hachim, I guess. To take, if you have to put him as gnezer, you can make him zuz out of it. And if shatach bina acher, I have no idea actually what this is talking about. Okay, let's see if we can figure it out. If we can fix it another way, even the Sefer Torah is made out of parchments. It said that because of clapping, this thick parchment, you want to put thin parchments on it. You should not cut the parchments to fix it. There's no prohibition to fix it on the outside from the thinner parchment. Even the Sefer Torah is made of thicker parchment. Okay, what does this mean? This is from the Maran Padva. Before Hashem, that's clear. The inner cultures that you read them, Mashab talking about Gion, but Gion and Sefer Torah Atzma. Okay, V'ayin Laniach Olam Matlesim. Okay, it's really nothing to do with Hilchos Mezuzah. This is Halacha. You're allowed to put patches on the Sefer Torah. As she builds, I don't mean she means she ev shall at some time achtori men and mamash be a nitzvach la matlesim. There are you can't cut away from the precisely from the gilyonis, as you necessary for the, I guess to tell you about Sefer Torah which wore out, has to be put in Gneza. We want to use parchment from it, the parchment which wasn't been used, hasn't been, which is blank, to make patches for other Sefer Torah, and saying you're allowed to do it. But the problem is that they're going to be still leftover margins which require gneza. So the only was permitted this if there's no other way to fix the Sefer Torah which can be fixed. The came loze ignos the Sefer Torah mutav yosu atakna bag loze ignos the Sefer Torah, because since without this they're going to be gones the Sefer Torah. In other words, Sefer Torah fixing. So therefore, it's mutter be also attacking the gilyonis, because they have an option. But otherwise, you shouldn't cut it up. Because Hashem says, "Shono," this is what he writes. Omnam me'ah efshar chloch rakidei tzoch hamatlis hoyanir lahatir. If you cut just enough to make the patch, that's okay. Kimaylehi b'tchila, because it's you're going up a kedusha. Kimaylehi b'tchila gilyon. This was just blank. Chayr miguva said, then becomes part of the sefer itself. Chuliakan l'shono. I rush lokas amitam ashirayim. Especially in right because of the remnants. El Shazer Atzmo Yerida here, but this is taking actually a degradation. This way, Oshalti Mutaykach Mikli Yoni Sefer Torah Shenikra. Can you take from the blank parchment Sefer Torah which is ripped, dabik by him and used and glue them on to another Sefer Torah? In Merida, it's going down here. Vadesh Oser, it's forbidden. Shafi Luchtav La Mezuzah Oser. You're not allowed to write a mezuzah on it. It's going down. I guess going from Sefer Torah to mezuzah is a reader, and going from Sefer Torah to patch is also a reader. Okay. Because can ledabek hakeresh enu mishamish elamaisa devek ba'alma mechorei sefer. Oh, so that's the problem. You're not writing anything on it. They're just using it as a piece of tape. I guess if you wrote something on it, it would be an aliyah. But here you're using just as tape. So he's saying you can't use it just as tape to tape another Sefer Torah. It could be the reverse. It's a different case than the Maran Padva. The reverse is talking about we're using it just as a piece of tape. not to use as a patch to write on, but a patch to write on would be okay. Okay, at least on its frame, there's question law. The patch would be fine. Alfiza, yes, my low plea adori. Okay, yeah, according to this, not arguing. Nucharos come amram padro. We can pass on padro that you can use it as a patch. He says in brackets, I don't know what she's the plea of ain't a muchach. He says, it seems to say the argument. It's not, it's no compelling reason to say that. Back out of the brackets. So, Milsa Bshita, this is obvious. Also, he told Gilliam, Sefer Torah Zoo, can't take a parchment from this Sefer Torah, attacking Sefer Torah, Chesim, and fix another Sefer Torah. Evidently, if the first one was still operative, that's the Chesim Sefer. Nios Dayati, the Zel Rakmi Sefer Torah. Oh, that's what he says. Nios Dayati, Zel Rakmi Sefer Torah, Kshera. So, the Sefer Torah, which is still kosher, or she be a close attacker, he could fix it. I was saved her psula, saved her, which is possible. She has attacked, no, we can no longer fix it. She took knees on, and we have to put in knees. You can cut the margins. We attack him in the mouthless and make from the patch of saved her cares. The sheet name is read this obviously is not a degradation. So, what do you mean? These are better than putting in the knees on. That's my Ram Padva, have a leak, and Ram Padva, it's an upgrade. But after that's a reverse, you can reverse. She's a mark, more can. It was also it's an upgrade. It's only a downgrade if you don't write it. Kamosh Kosabnu. Lo Pliya, that we said, they don't argue with each other. But flat, but it's such a tuna gniza, certainly even a sevator, which would have to be put in gniza. Yesh, I think, Shita Sai Gavni, who's certainly prepared to use it as a written patch for another sevator. Raid Sai Kalb. Mezuzah Matani Vdekas. Mezuzah from where, when is it checked? Vasokha Chayav Lazuz Mezuzah, and the tenant has to make the Mezuzah. Venoshin Chayav is Mezuzah, women are Chayav Mezuzah. Aleph, tiny but to Yom. Whoever says Yom, Mezuzah's Yochin, Ibdekas, but my Mezuzah of an individual is taxed twice every 7 years. Lamar Bishmita. Shavuot means a Shemitah. By a Pam Shalosh, it means once every 3.5 years. Sharabim, if it belongs, it's the public Mezuzah, Kamashai, Chatzeros, and Medinos, like the openings of courtyards, districts, Aeros, and towns, by my Bioevo twice in a Yoevo. Shkoldavish, Sharabim, anything which belongs to the masses, Ain Machuk Lavar Bay, we should not require too much effort. Shemet Shem Tichrach, he required too much effort. He called Omer, Yasu Chavirai, but he say, let him do it. Aval Shabbatim, but of houses, Mikosh Yoch, it's called an individual. Aval Bishar Beit Dorim Shem, even though it's a communal house, an apartment house. It's the Bach. Adika Perish Rashi, Shem and Nirka, but Rashi explained, what are you checking? Perhaps it rotted, or Nirka, it was stolen. I ain't sure. Fees are coined to smoke on Miuad, the recovered place, which is likely to be rot for Ratun Tzu. Gonchesha Mechlulis, such as moisture, Kamar, Ashar Beit, Matsun, Jaseno, like find prevalent in northeastern Europe. Leishiv Tok Tadir, you should check frequently. Chopos Pam Bishara, even once a year. Bechene Nayeg, or Choshulan checked once a year. Feel much as Shlosh, you even found 3 mezuzahs in your house, which are not Run Chayv, Leishiv Tok Kulam. Gotta check all of them. Bezel Lo Shai Chazoka. It's not chazaka is not relevant to extrapolate from one to the other. Came which ain't a doima, mokum lemokum, because one place is not like another place. Kosavnu. Not sure what I mean. Was it Kosav Birkei Yosef? Kosav Birkei Yosef. V'akshem isatzim leivdok. Even when you are lazy from checking, b'yitzaniach o mezuzah, you want to put another mezuzah up besides the one which is there. That's also you can't do. Shembal Taisif. Okay, you can't put two mezuzahs on the doorpost. It's basically true of the name of Chamuri Daniel. Base, Kaimelon, we paskin, this is Chovas HaDoru, this is the obligation of the person dwelling in the house. Klomar, lo Chovas HaBaisan was not the obligation of the house. Yesh lo batim eno darbohem, if he has houses which he's not living, v'enim shtamishem, and he's not using them, paturim mezuzah, they're exempt from mezuzah. Rakim darbohem mezuzah, only if you live there, you're required to put a mezuzah. Therefore, somebody who rents a house from his friend, chayav asoich la'atzuz mezuzah, the renter has to make the mezuzah. But Gamlikva Mokam HaMezuzah, and also to determine, put up the place in the place in Mezuzah. Besam Cheshem Mishat Sinu Shinyadad, I guess to put up the tube or whatever. The Kvayis Baruch Sosin and Reish Pebov, the Apochos Mi, Lamidiyom Enochai Mezuzah, if you stay somewhere for less than 3 days, not Chayit Mezuzah. I enjoy my Filus Schar HaBayis Cheska Sheish Lo Mezuzah. Even if you rent the house, assuming there's a Mezuzah there, the Nim Tzachayinu doesn't turn out to have a Mezuzah, Ein Zeh Mekachtos. It's not considered a megatos. They're not considered a mistaken transaction. Nichle enish minimum mitzvah money. We say it's a person prefers to do a mitzvah with his own money. She would tell me kalli kamezuzah. Nebuch back then, when it was easy, when it was a cheap expenditure like mezuzah, they mezuzahs are not cheap anymore. B'yesh yishuot some of those mistakes. Nichas abayis sheish bo mezuzah. When you come to a house which has a mezuzah, yivarach shekashem mezuzah. It's ivanu lodur bebayis sheish bo mezuzah. To live in a house which has a mezuzah. So we have Rum. Veino Iker. So our Rishon rejects that. Lomatir Baruzah B'Shem Bakum. Don't find such a bracha. Zeh Cholasos, but I think this you can do, says Aruch HaShulchan. Let's see a mezuzah to remove the mezuzah. The bud can check them. Chachi Baruzah Sabar. Put it back with the bracha. We say if you take them down to check, immediately put them back up. You don't make a bracha. Silk shvat arpa. It's already lived there. I have nichnas the door, but somebody comes in to live. Shapi baruch haGavni makes a bracha in this manner. In brackets, he says here immediately have a talus viduk, like a talus which fell off. He put back on. I guess this is some idea because you were not living there previously. Kimo tani ba matia. Ba matia maska ba tskabero. So he rents a house to his friend. Our circle has the mezuzah. The tenant has to make the mezuzah. She yoytsi when he leaves, life not be other be yoytsi. She has to take it off and leave. Maestro Chashin Ola Biyada was somebody who left the mezuzah down the mezuzah. When he left his rented house, Biyada said he left the cover of Ishtobin and Shneibarim and he buried his wife and two sons. Ba'avgad tzitzis kaimel on matinu beged beged. Even though by tzitzis we hold, you can take off one beged and put another beged. Mezuzah is shiny. Mezuzah is different. Shagorin the mezikim shavo. It causes demons to come. Miyachal yibad man, or perhaps afflictions to come. Miyachal yibad man, mechnis the Torah. However, you can demand payment from the person who's coming in to live there. But even the guy who's coming does not want to pay, come also late lunch. Nevertheless, can't remove them. Avok meskir la'akum, but if you rent your house to a non-Jew, not the mezuzah, take on the mezuzahs. Chesorah b'ayis in mena, b'kovash ha-mezuzahs, you rent the house to a non-Jew. And put mezuzahs, k'sheyetze mimena, yolchol olitha, when you leave, you can remove them. And k'em meskir olitha, l'achem, let's go now and rent it to another Jew. Yolchol olitha, mei mosi, so you can take the price when the Jew moves moving in. And ichnas, u'kshu yoytze itham, when he moves out, he'll take them down. Those are why they matter to remove the mezuzahs. Even from a Jewish house, if you know that in the place where you're going, you're not going to be able to get mezuzahs. Not clear. I'm not sure what he was talking about where you sell your house. It's the same halacha. You sell your house to a Jew, you can't take down the mezuzahs. No, it talks specifically about a renter. If a non-Jew wants to buy a mezuzah from a Jew to give it to him, it doesn't say to buy, it says to give it to him. The same idea. Like and shouldn't give it to him. The guy has no such mitzvah. But if we're concerned, they might come to hate us. Shagilo Rami Zan and something bad before as a result, much are allowed to give it to him, sell him. In brackets, he says, "Miriam, you showing per account to pay." The Rebbe Mishalim shalach mezuzah like tabon. Rebbe said, "The mezuzah tarpat tabon." They must have pitched Yisrael here. They must say this is a Jew. But he knows it's not true. Can muchach meshiltas parshas Akev? It's given from Shiltas that he was a goy. I ain't shum. Rebbe Abatur shechabda. Rebbe was sure that our tabon would be would respect the mezuzah. I ain't shum meshiltas veduk. I tell you, Shabbos chabeis dimas chav tirtzushon. Talit. Women are required to have a mezuzah. Say she ain't as my grandma. Say which is not time contingent. And women are required to keep mitzvahs which are not time contingent. Even though there's a linkage drawn between tefillin and Talmud Torah, and women accepted from the Torah, become called nevelas oksiv. It says by mezuzah, mind you, bring mechem. So you should have a long life. And women also want to have long lives. Also, children, we educate them in this mitzvah. They are given mitzvahs to accustom to them to mitzvahs. The dad, the brothers, you shine back a row. Says somebody makes a mezuzah for himself. He may says a bracha lasos mezuzah. Lacher made a mezuzah somebody else. He says lasos mezuzah. Shmo to make a mitzvah for him. Shukaver when he put it up. Omer Hashem Hashem mezuzah. Svara mitzvahs mezuzah. We don't have these different brachas. We only have the bracha of likva mezuzah and the kviyas mezuzah. Kamoch kasev taisim brachas ela kaimelon, which not allowed to see mesh meitas seif gimel. There's likva mezuzah. Okay, and the hilchas mezuzah hilchashi luach haken, and the siman reish tzadi beis kol dinei shluach haken, all halachos of shluach haken.
The
That's the psukim in Baruch HaBeis Vav Zayin. If a bird's nest is before you on the road, on a tree or on the ground, chicks or eggs, and the mother is crouching on the chicks or on the eggs, do not take the mother with the progeny. Send away the mother and then take the progeny. Mitzvah Zoyinu Chavo L'Kayim is not mitzvah, it's obligatory. But only it comes to hand. Should you go pursue in the mountains and the hills to try and find a nest to send away the mother? Tell me, if it happens, when it happens in front of you, I ain't sure. But if it happens in front of you, you have to fulfill it. You can't say any roots of the kachs abanim. I don't want to take the mother, the children. I don't want to take the mother. I'm going to pass over it. The rock ain't no. It sounds in the language of the Shas, now required to pursue the nest. Mashadia sounds explicitly, if the nest came to hand, you're required to fulfill the mitzvah. Chavas Yoyer writes this. To lost items. But when you pass in front of a lost item, see, it says, you can't ignore it. It'll be the same thing. I ask. It doesn't say here you can't ignore it. Because you could say it works according to Pashuk and the Pasuk. The similar idea. If the nest happens before you, you have a prohibition. You have the prohibition not to take the mother with the progeny. You have the asay, send it away. And that is like, do not ignore it. It's a negative command, it's a positive command. The bracket says, even though, according to the letter of the law, you're not required to pursue it. Nevertheless, it's a great thing to attain this mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah. I bring a riot, the opposite direction. But now it says, Hosam and Chulin, Omar, Rain tells, hey, Michelle's a money chayb. But it says, I want to do the opposite. I want to take the mother and send away the kids. Right? He's chayb to send away the mother. Mashadav Chay Gavna. Sounds like specifically that case. He's Mukhiv sends away the mother. Doesn't want to come close to either of them. He's potter. That's not true. If we infer what's going down, what's being told to us here, like this. Don't say the Torah was only meticulous that you should not take both of them. Don't take the mother with the progeny. I take one of them, kiyem mitzvah, no matter which one you take. The ksiv shalach tishlach zayim v'gomer, send away the mother, etc. Shalach tishlach zayim v'gomer, send away the mother. Chare minay nakar, it's one of the two options. For the hefech and the opposite also, shul lishlach abonim, tol aim, you can send away the progeny, take the mother. That's not the case. Dafka kromato lishlach aim. So it's specific that you should send away the mother. For lead to abonim and take the progeny, for all that, not the opposite. Kain ain't say in the im yirt sesh like I'm mitzvah. It's not do if you don't want to do the mitzvah at all. The bracket says, Marisi Mishkas said the mitzvah mem, the imamas will shen yeh. Still it says, contradiction to this. Chavis Yor says that. Habem is ancient steer dog. The Abraham is no contradiction if you infer the words. Probably Chavis Yor. But Atzmo Kusam, Shes near Kapir Shorash, but Shem Tatiyah, and Tessa and Steer the Duke. So the Oracle Shulchan has the opinion that if you come across the Ken Sipor, at least according to what we just learned, you have an obligation to send away the mother. The next halacha is about, and then the obligation to take the children. That's for tomorrow.